This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, for a believer, the pleasure of Allah is the topmost thing in his life. And that is the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. And this is definitely the great attainment, amazing achievement for a believer. My brothers and sisters, we need to be conscious and careful about our words and actions, because our words and our actions can either please Allah Rabbul Izzah or displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be mindful of what kind of actions we do. And walhamdulillah, Allah Rabbul Izzah has blessed us with the glorious Quran and blessed us with an example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran and in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find ways by which we can actually gain the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzah. My brothers and sisters, the people of the past, the pious people of the past, they were so keen in terms of making sure that they should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were always cautious about the things that can actually displease Allah Rabbul Izzah. As a believer, our mindset should be such that we should go towards directions, go towards ways, do things that can actually please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the things that can actually please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having tawakkul in Allah Rabbul Izzah, having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining that purity, that ikhlas in our words and actions, making sure that we become among those who are always going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing tawbah and istighfar, by making sure that we do our ibadat in a way that has khashya of Allah, that has the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having that humility for Allah, having that sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being with the book of Allah, having strong belief in Allah, in His messengers, in His books, in His qadr, in His angels, in His decisions, actually help us gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we need to look the ways that we can actually draw pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, and we need to ensure that we perform those actions that can help us gain the pleasure of Allah. As I said, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a believer is the greatest achievement in his life that can actually give him success of this world and success of the hereafter, getting Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us utter the words that can please Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can help us to make us among those who do actions that can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to bless His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to help us all gain ease, peace, and paradise by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.